You can't hear.
One minute, okay. I'm trying to see the connection. Friends, please just hold on. There is some technical issue here. I'm trying to fix that. Online, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay. Are you able to see the screen also?
Yes.
Okay. Om. Om. ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येन अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् रुत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। सिद्धे साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात् तस्य धूर्जटेः सिद्धे साध्ये सतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः लेट मी पुल इट अप हियर I'm sorry. There's so many windows here. I'm trying to figure out. Okay. So let us see. Yes, I have it online now. Siddhis sadhye satamastu prasadatasya durjateh. It's a dirga. So durjateh janvi phenalekheva yanmurdhni shashinakala. Om Namo Namaha. For our friends who are just joining in, as well as whoever is here, tomorrow we will start at 2 p.m. I repeat, we will start at 2 p.m. For the first 20-30 minutes, we will go over the software that is required for typing in Devanagari. Okay. I will try to see, I will surely be able to show you what can be done on a Mac. But at the same time, if one of you who has Varaha, and if you can connect using Zoom, I can show you on your computer how to use Zoom or how to use Varaha also. Okay, the name of the software is Varaha. For Mac, the software, there are multiple keyboards available. Mac, there are standard keyboards that are also available. You can use those. Or on the Mac, you have additional keyboards. What you do is you go to this link that I have given you. The AVG Sanskrit -2020 link, which will take you to this page, is a link here for Mac keyboard. Okay. And there's also a readme on how to install that Mac keyboard. So follow those steps, try to install them. They are not very obvious way to install it. You have to know a little bit of computers to install these steps. Okay. But the readme and this thing, take a look at it. There's some online help also. And this is the keyboard that I have. The usage of this keyboard and the usage of Varaha are very similar, almost identical. Okay. So that Mac keyboard, as I mentioned, you can go and download and install. And Varaha is probably, Google for it, www.varaha.com. Okay. I think it's a website. It's for PC. I'm sorry. It's a big file. It's a free trial. Okay. Varaha happens to have a free trial also, but the free trial is a little bit annoying. Okay. Every time you start, it keeps popping up a message saying that you are doing a free trial, use it. And then after some time, it also expires, dies in the sense. Okay. I would suggest it is worth $8 to $10 or something. And then, okay. Is it 40? Then you don't need the whole thing. There's something called as Varaha IME. Okay, just get only the Varaha IME. I repeat, it's Varaha IME is what you need. And you install this software on your PC. Okay, it is well worth it if you're going to be typing in Devanagari on a PC. Okay, alternative, get a Mac and then you can use the free keyboard. Okay, so that is 2 p.m. tomorrow. Please join half an hour early. I know some of you I'm taking that afternoon nap post lunch, but bear with me for one day. Having said that, today we will continue with Sandhi. Okay. And today we will go into Hal Sandhi rules. And I think just bear with me for today and tomorrow. We will go through Sandhi rules and then we'll get back into Hitopadesha track. Okay. So I think there was one question yesterday by Sheetalji, and I think I wanted to answer that. Sheetalji, can you please repeat the question? Or give me a minute, I can look it up. So the first question that was asked was that when do you say akara, when do you say at, when do you say avarna? Okay, so people who are studying Panini Vyakaranam and others, you will come across the usage of what is called avarna. Avarna means all the 18 forms of a. Okay, 6 plus 6 plus 6. But if I want to say only hraswa akara, then I say at. If I want to say only dirga akara, then I say at. That takara, tapara karanam is called tapara karanam, is used to mean that it is only meant for that duration. What duration? You see the letter preceding that. If the letter preceding that is eat, then it is only for dirgha ikara. Okay? That is the meaning of tapara karanam. Okay? Then what about if I see the letter a? A only. So if you see the letter a only in the logics of vyakaranam, it means avarna. Okay, then what do you mean by akara? What do you mean by akara? Akara means is equivalent to at. Because if it is akara, then it is equivalent to akara. It will be equivalent to at. Okay, so this was one question that was asked. So I hope that is clear. What is at? What is at? What is avarna? And what is akara? When do you use what? Okay.
And in hal, thank you for this. In hal, yeah.
In hal, what is hal? What?
Halanta yakara. Halanta kakara.
Yes.
Anka.
Yes. Okay, I got the question. So I think the question that is asked is when if it is a halanta, how do you say? Okay. So if you say ka, what you are actually saying is kakara plus akara. Is what you are saying. So you cannot say ka. We are referring only to the consonant k, right? Only to the consonant k. In halanta, you will always say the kakara. Okay, pakara. You see that? Makara. So makara means what? Only makara, not the a after that. Or let's say repha. This is one different. There is no rakara. You always say it as repha. Repha is the R, R sound without the akara after that. It's called repha. Make sense? So that is how you say it for all the consonants. Okay, I hope that answers the question.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so now let us go with hal sandhi. Hal sandhis are a little bit more than some of the vowel sandhis. What do you mean by more? Is because there are of course more hal letters. That is one. Secondly, the hal sandhis are more involved because you need to know your Maheshwarani Sutrani very well. So if you don't have the Maheshwarani Sutrani in front of you, I would say I'll give you 5 minutes. Take a paper and write this table and keep it in front of you. Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes. They take a paper, right? One paper, you write it in front of you. Or you have it memorized, one of them. Okay. So you have it just in front of you. Rulruk, you have this in front of you. For all of you who are at home, take a quick printout of this, right? You have access to it. Take a quick printout and keep it in front of you. Because when I say jal, you should immediately know it's the right side seven of them. Javai, gadadash, jabagadash, kapachatav, jatatav, kapai, shashasar, hal. That is jal. Okay, if I say jash, what is jash? Jabagadash. The third one on the right side. Right? Or if I say yana, so yavara la, right? Yana. Okay, I might say khar. What is khar? Kapha chatata chatatau kapai shasasar. This is khar. Okay? Now I will also be giving them some names. I will call them as hards, softs, right? Mutes. So those names I will use them. How do you know what those names are? You go back to the directory that I had given you and go into a folder called handouts. Okay. For all of you at home, take printouts of those handouts. For all of you who are here, I will give you those handouts on Monday. Okay. But you can take those handouts. And I think most of you have already seen those handouts before. Okay. You have them. That's very nice. That's very diligent of you. Okay, and if you look through those handouts, you will find, okay, let me show you some things. First one is this, is sthana, right? They tell you what is palatal, what is cerebral, what is dental, labial, guttural, where are all the letters, right? Okay, like A is kanta oshtav, okay? Understand, guttural is kanthya, kanta. Kanta means neck. Okay, so that is what is guttural. Palate is talu. Murdha is cerebral. Murdha. Dantya. Danta is teeth. Dantaha. Teeth. Plural. Not the tooth. Danta would be tooth. But danta, eka dantaya namaha. Right? That is single tooth. But dantaha. Plural. Make sense? There are multiple teeth, right? So teeth is dantaha. And the varna that is enunciated at the dantaha location are called dantya varnas. Labial, there are two lips. So they are called oshthav. Oshtha is one. Oshthav is two. Two lips. Labial. Labial means, labial is not lips. Lips is oshthav. The two lips is oshthav. Labial is oshtya. The character that is spelled at the lips. The character that is enunciated at the teeth, location of teeth, are dantya varnas. Dantya varna. Okay? So that is first thing that I wanted to show you. And the second thing I wanted to show you is that when you look at the Maheshwarani Sutranis, right? We saw this Maheshwarani Sutranis, right? Take a look at all of this. What are simple vowels? What are diphthongs? Right? We have already gone through this in the class. What are semi vowels? Right? What are the nasals? Nyamangananam nasals, right? Then all the hal are the consonants. These are voiced consonants, aspirated. These are also aspirated, voiced consonants. These are jabagada dasha, are voiced consonants, but non-aspirated. Okay, these are unvoiced, aspirated and non-aspirated. And these are unvoiced and non-aspirated. These are English names. Okay, in Sanskritam you call them as Mahaprana and Alpaprana. Alpaprana, Mahaprana. Okay, and sibilants. Sibilants, shalvarnaha are sibilants. Okay, what else do we have there? There are these shlokas that help you into understanding what are these locations. For the guttural location, you have akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. Okay, that tells you that the varna a. Ku means ka chat. Ka, ka, ga, ga, nga. The varna, ka, ka, ka varna, right? The ha, ha is hakara. And the visarjaniya, for all of these, the kanta is the location. That means they are all guttural letters. Okay? Yes, no? A nod of a head will do. Okay. Ichu yashanam talu. Ikara, chu, cha varga. Chacha jajanya, yakara, right? And even shakara, sha, shankarashta. They're all, talu is the location. They're all talavya. And so forth, right? It gives you the idea of what is what, where they are, and how to enunciate them. So take a look at this. Okay? So that's about it. So you need to know where the locations are. Why would you know where the locations are? That you know what are the characteristics of those sounds. Are they aspirated, non-aspirated? Are they voiced, non-voiced, and stuff like that. Okay, we will go into the details now, because with Sandhi rules, it is required that you go into a little bit of detail. Okay, the first Sandhi rule for us here that we will do. Let me see, there is another book that I have that has got easier, is it? What books to follow for some Sandhi rules and others? The one that you have. Okay, most of the rule books, they will follow almost the same thing. So whatever books you have should be good. One second, okay. I'm going to see which one to follow here. Okay, I think we will follow this one. Okay, let us go through, so I think we'll need at least a couple of classes. If not in two classes, then probably we'll take the third class also. Okay, what I plan to do is at least give you five or six major Sandhi rules or Halanta Sandhi rules, and then after that, we will get into back to Hitopadesha. And then when the Sandhi rules are coming in Hitopadesha, the usage, we will look at them. Mm-hmm. So pay attention. Okay. By the way, I want to assure you, next year, if at all we are doing these classes, we are not going to do the Sandhi rules. Hopefully not. Okay. So next year it will be, we'll just move forward. Okay. And what are we going to do is, all the online recordings of these classes, we're going to share with everybody. If you're planning to come next year. Okay. Let us start from where we stop rather than repeating every year the same Sandhi rules. Okay. I'm getting very good at Sandhi rules. Okay. I can pat myself because this is the sixth or seventh year I'm teaching the same Sandhi rules. Okay. I hope not to repeat it next year. Om. But if you still have a question, you can always feel free to ask. We will do it next year also. This is psychological time, by the way. Okay. Ayun Rulruk Aong Ayouch Hayavarat Lan Namagananam Jabai Gadadash Jabagadadash Kapachatatachatatau Kapai Shasasar Hal Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Okay. What is a Sandhi? Samhitayam Samhita. Okay. I'm going to erase some of these. Samhita. Varnanam Atishaitaha Samipyam Samhita. When two varnas come very close to each other, that phenomena is called Samhita. Okay. That Samhita has to be resolved. But when two ach come in close proximity with each other, we have seen either you do Yan Sandhi, you do Yantavanta Sandhi, or you do Savarna Dirga Sandhi, or Guna Sandhi, or Vruddhi Sandhi, or you do Prakruti Bhava Sandhi, Purva Rupa Sandhi, or Pararupa Sandhi. There are these countable few Sandhis. Five we have looked at. Keep those five which we have looked at with you. I've given you enough examples also to get an idea. And we go back and look into Hitopadesha. We will go and remind ourselves of those five Sandhi rules. That is the point. The point is to introduce you to the rules now. Give you an idea what the rules are like. And I'm sure you may not remember all the rules. But when we go back and look into the text, you can then relate, oh, this is the rule that we looked at. Then you can keep on going back and forth between the rules and the actual text. And then it will get, that's how it gets concrete for you. Okay. So this Sahal Sandhi rule. The first Hal Sandhi rule that we will talk about is called Shchutva. Shchutva. Sandhi. Okay, so all these names you have to bear with me. What is Chutva? Chutva is Shakara and Chu. This is a Sandhi rule related to Chu and Shakara. So, what is this Chu and Shakara? Just like we saw, is a representation of all the 18 akara forms, right? We saw that. Or E is a representation of all the 18 ikara forms. Okay. Similarly, Ku is a representation of Ka, Kha, Ga, Gha, Na. Chu is a representation. This is a short form. When I say Ku, means Ka, Kha, Ga, Gha, Na. When I say Chu, means Cha, Cha, Ja, 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 Nya. When I say Tu, it means Ta, Ta, Da, Da, Na. Are you getting the hang of it? When I say Tu, means Ta, Ta, Da, Da, Na. When I say Pu, means Pa, Pa, Ba, Ba, Ma. Okay. This you have to know. These are the 25 mutes. 25, what are they called? The 25 mutes. In Sanskritam, they are called Sparshaha. Wrong one. Sparshaha. Why Sparsha means touch? When you say Ka, the tongue touches the location. When you say Pa, the lips touch. Because the sound is a, pa, pa, right? A is a primordial sound. when you want to say pa, there is some contact that happens. That contact mutes the a. Pa. Ta. The primordial sound gets muted. That's why they are called mutes, I believe. Okay? So these are called mutes. Of these mutes, remember that these are chutva sandhi. Okay, what is chutva sandhi? It is telling you, any of this sandhi rule that we find out, remember one basic aspect is that the dentals are most volatile. Okay, dentals are most volatile. What do you mean by volatile? Means they won't explode. Okay, these are dentals will immediately get replaced with something else. That is what we mean by volatiles. Dentals will get replaced with something else. So first sandhi rule that we have in the Hal sandhi is a chutva sandhi. Believe me, it takes a while to get through these sandhi rules and understand them and especially recognize them. Okay. Because you may have practice or may not have practice. You can practice well and good. Otherwise, it takes a while to get them. So our job right now is to enumerate them. And I'm not expecting you that by the end of the enumeration, you know all the sandhi rules by heart. So don't be hard on yourself. Okay. We will enumerate them and then use them when we do Hitopadesha or any other text. Okay. So I repeat, the dentals are very volatile. What it means is that Chutva is the sandhi, and we talked about earlier that the naming convention here is all based on the Adesha. What is it telling you? It is telling you that whenever the sakara, you see sakara is the dental, or the tavarga, okay, whenever it comes in contact with the palatal, sakara or chavarga, right? Whenever it comes in contact with sakara chavarga, then the sakara tavarga, the dentals, will be replaced with shakara and chavarga. Are you following? Okay, maybe not. Let us see an example to make it clear. Okay. There is a word shishus. Don't worry, where does it come from? Okay. There's a word shishus. It comes in contact with another word shete. Okay. Shishus, what is talking about? He's talking about the sakara is coming in contact with what? With shakara, ete. Here, this is the dental. It's coming in contact with the palatal, right? Whenever you have this, you replace the dental with the palatal. In this case, what will happen? The sa will be replaced with sha. You get shishush. Shete. You saw that? The dental got replaced with a palatal. Shishus shete becomes shishus shete. We're not saying it has to follow or precede. Okay. It could be other ways also. It could just come in contact. Now remember, some of these rules which we'll learn earlier, they are general rules. And these general rules will be replaced later with specific rules. Okay? Or the exceptions. Whenever you have general rules, they are called utsarga. Okay? If there are specific rules which override those general rules, okay, they are exception rules. Are called apavada. Utsarga and apavada. So what we will study mostly is we will study most of the general rules. Then later on when we are looking at the text, you will find that the general rules should apply. It is not applying. Then I'll say, okay, no, there's an exception for this. And then at that time we will learn what the exceptions are. Okay? So our job is to learn the general rules, which are utsarga. Now, what are we saying here? We are saying that shishus, dantya sakara is coming in contact with the talavya shakara. Okay, shakara is always talavya, but I'm telling you that dantya is coming in contact with talavya, then the dantya will be replaced with talavya. Why? Because the dantyas are always volatile. Okay, making sense? So I told you last time also, not you but everybody else also, if you think I'm going fast, feel free to ask a question. Okay, and if you ask me a question, that is definitely going to slow me down. So this is an example where the dantya varna is coming in contact with palatal, then the dantya will be replaced with the palatal. Now what happens is that whenever you have multiple replacement, shakara and chavarga is your replacement. If they are the multiple as a replacement, which will you replace with? Always remember, you replace with something that is closest to what is being replaced. The shakara being a sibilant, okay, amongst all the talavyas, which is a, let me tell you what are the dantya and talavya, okay? Root, the refa, lrutu, lr, lr is lr, okay, remember lr, lrutu, la, sa, these are all dantya varnas, dantya, dentals, dantya, okay, these are dantya varnas. What are the talavya varnas? E, chu, ya, sha. These are palatals. Talavya. Okay with this, everybody? What we are saying is that whenever the dantya, they come in contact with the dantya get replaced with new talavya. The talavya will remain as it is. It doesn't matter if it follows or precedes. Okay, dantya coming in contact with talavya, replace dantya with talavya. Okay, so when the sakara is coming in contact with sakara, which is a dantya, it is coming in contact with shakara, which is a talavya. Okay, sakara has to be replaced with a what? Talavya. Has to be replaced with the talavya. So what are the talavya letters? We still need one of the talavya letters. What are the talavya letters? Talavya letters is what? E, chu, ya, sha. So sakara has to be replaced with talavya letter. Which talavya letter will you choose from there? This is a sibilant. So the only one that is a sibilant here is a shakara, right? So you always replace shakara with shakara. So shishus, you see, shishus shete becomes shishus shete. That is why in Sanskritam, it will be very hard to find tongue twisters, because the rules of sandhi will remove the ability, the requirement to twist your tongue. Okay, you try to say shishus shete and say shishus shete. This shishus shete is so easy to say. So dantya coming in contact with talavya, you replace the dantya with talavya. This is called chutva sandhi. Let's take another example. Manas, manaha, manas is manaha, manas and chanchalam. Uma, you know what chanchalam means, right? Okay. Manas chanchalam. Okay, so here what is happening, that the sakara is coming in contact with chakara. Now sakara is a dantya varna, chakara is a talavya varna, right? So what is the nimitta? Come on, what is the sthani? The sthani is the sakara is your sthani. Okay, sakara is your what? Sthani. Sthani means location where modification happens, right? Okay. And chakara is what? Chakara is your nimitta. Because manas takara followed with chanchalam cha. So the cha is the talavya varna following. Following what? Following the dantya varna chakara. Okay. Same rule applies. Chakara will be replaced with talavya. Of all the talavya varnas, which talavya will you replace sakara with? Shakara. So manas chanchalam will become what? Mana sha chanchalam. Manas chanchalam. You see that, everybody? Today our online friends are very quiet. Okay, sakara is coming in contact with chakara. Then the sakara, which is the sthani, is coming in contact with the nimitta talavya varna. Then the dantya varna will be replaced with the talavya varna. So sakara will get replaced with shakara, become manash chanchalam. Okay? Okay, let us see another example, right? So these are our examples.
This is great.
Yes.
This is just great.
So this is manas chanchalam becomes manas chanchalam. Let's see some more examples, because more the examples you know, the easier it gets. Okay, let's say there is a word called ramas. See, what are these words, ramas, manas and all that? We will see into that later. Okay, understand right now, look at only the varna, manas. What is the ending in? Sakara. It is coming in contact with what? With some word called chhatra. Another example where the dantya sakara is coming in contact with chakara, which is a talavya. The dantyas are volatile. The dantya varna will be replaced with the talavya varna. The talavya varnas are ichu, yasha. Which one will you choose? The sakara being sibilant, you will use shakara, will come as a replacement. So sthani is sibilant, so the adesha will also be a sibilant. So what will you get? You'll get ramas, ramas, become ramas chhatra. Okay? Let us see some other examples. What you have seen examples are for the padanta sakara. What happens if it is not padanta sakara? What happens if it is bhagavat? Bhagavat plus shaktihi. Bhagavat ending in takara. Now takara is a dental. Takara dental. Takara is a dental. Okay, ritulasanam danta. See, that's why that memorization is required. But don't worry, I have it written down here for you, right? Ritu, tavarga, lakara sakara. These are your dentals. So now we took the sakara examples earlier. Now we are going into the two examples. Okay, in the two examples, the tavarga is now coming in contact with the palatal. Okay, what is the palatal is coming in contact with? Sha. Okay, so what happens now? What are volatile? The dantyas are volatile. What is the dantya varna? Takara is a dantya varna. So the takara, which is the dantya varna, will get replaced with a talavya varna. What is the talavya varnas? Again, the talavya varnas are E, Chu. Chu means cha, cha, ja, 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 nya. And what is the last one? Sha. These are your talavya. One talavya varna you have to replace the takara with. It is not E, right? It is not E. Why is it not E? Because if it was E, E is a vowel, whereas what you are replacing is takara you are replacing. Okay. It is not sha because sha is sibilant. Now in this cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, which is the very most similar to ta? Cha. Okay, why? Because both cha is hard and ta is hard. They are called hard. Okay. Because cha is non-aspirate and ta is also non-aspirate. So non-aspirated hard, only non-aspirated hard and non-nasal here is cha. unwised. Unwise, non-AC, okay. Now, if you look at us, it is very simple. All the column number ones are similar. Column number twos are similar to each other. Column number threes are similar to each other. Column number fours are similar to each other. So in that sense, the takara will get replaced with chakara. So you get bhagavat shaktihi. So bhagavat shaktihi becomes bhagavat shaktihi. Okay, we are learning how to make sandhis right now. Later on, we'll learn how to break sandhis. The same sandhi rules will be helpful when we try to break the sandhis. Okay, this is an example of shtutva sandhi. Sat plus chit. Come on, this is something you know. Sat plus chit. Takara coming in contact with talavya. Takara, which is a dantya, will get replaced with talavya. What is sat plus chit becomes? Chit. Okay, here is an example where the takara got replaced with chakara. Another example, suhrud, which is a friend, plus jagama. Jagama means went. Dakara coming in contact with jakara. What is happening here? Dakara coming in contact with dakara plus jakara. Okay, so your jakara is your nimitta. Remember that. Jakara, don't change jakara. Jakara, talavya varna is your nimitta. The dakara, which is your dantya varna, are the dentals. They are the volatile. Okay. You understand this chutva sandhi very well. The next sandhi rules, chutva sandhi, will be very clear for you. I may not even have to explain it in this detail. Okay. So this here, dakara is your dantya varna, comes in contact with the talavya varna. Dantya varna will be volatile, will get replaced. Tathada. Will you replace it with what? Cha cha ja. Right? So suhrud jagama becomes suhrud. Suhrud jagama. So this is an example where the dakara gets replaced with jakara. Okay, remember all these examples. These chutva coming in contact with stutva. The stutva gets replaced with chutva. So the adesha is always chutva. That's why it's called chutva sandhi. Make sense? Everybody? Any questions? Any doubts? If you have a doubt, stop me here. Okay? Because the other ones are built on this. Let's see some more examples. Yes? No? No. No more examples. Okay, let's look at some more examples. Okay, the other examples would be an example where it's a nasal. Gunin. Hey Gunin. One who has gunas is called Gunin. Okay. Guni. The Pratipadikam for Guni is Gunin. And when you call out to Gunin, vocative is Hey Gunin. Hey Gunin. Janatu, O person of qualities, may you know, you should know, Janatu. So this is an example where again, the Dantya Varna, what is Dantya Varna? The Nakara is a dental. Nakara is your dental. Okay. Is coming in contact with Jakara, which is your palatal. And as I said earlier, the Dantya are volatile. Dantya you have to replace. Dantya coming in contact with palatal, you replace dantya with palatal. What palatal you will replace it with amongst all of these? Which palatal will you bring here for nakara? Ma? Nya. Ma? Very nice. Nya. No, not ma. There is no ma there. Oh. You have to take one of the talavya varna. Where does you get ma from?
Oh. Okay. I was looking at
the sutva. Yeah. A gunin, gunin is nakara. That nakara is a dantya. It's coming in contact with palatal. When it comes in contact with palatal, the dantya you replace with the palatal. These are your palatal, talavya varna. Which palavya talavya varna will you use for nakara as a replacement? You have to find which is the most similar, most close looking as nakara. Not in weight, not in height, right? Not in facial expressions. It is basically the qualities. What are the qualities here? The nakara is nasal. So which is the nasal here? Cha cha ja ja nya. So he gunin janatu becomes he guni nya janatu. Okay. This is where example where the nakara gets replaced with nyakara. Okay. Let's see another example. Another example where the palatal are preceding. Yaj plus naha. This is an example where the palatal is coming before your dental. Earlier, the dentals were followed by palatal. Now, the dentals are preceded by palatal. Again, it doesn't matter. Who are volatile? The dentals are volatile. What is the dental here? Yaj plus na. Na is your volatile. Right? And nya will get replaced with nya. Okay. So yaj plus nya will become yajnya. That is what is yajnya. Okay. This is an example. Again, the na is replaced with nya. But palatal is preceding. Earlier palatals are following. Okay. So now let's write our formula. Okay. For example, there's another example here. Suppose you had yach plus na. Okay. Yach plus na. So here the nakara will get replaced with nya. Yach plus nya. Yach nya. Yachnya. Okay, so let us write our formula. Our formula is a difficult to write formula. You have to say your sakara thavarga is coming in contact. The formula will is now you'll find formula is easier. Your sakara thavarga is coming in contact with shakara chavarga. Okay, or the shakara chavarga is coming in contact with what? Sakara tavarga. That is why I said it doesn't matter if it precedes or if it follows. We have two formulas now. Sakara tavarga followed by shakara chavarga or sakara tavarga preceded by shakara chavarga. The sthani where modification happens is always the dentals. What will happen here? The adesha will always be shutva. The adesha. So here what happens in the first case?
It is shakara.
The sakara tavarga. Yeah, sure. I will do that. I'll make that correction. The first case, the shakara. Shakara chavarga got replaced with what? With the shakara chavarga. Okay. Let me just type it up and then I will talk. Okay. It is difficult to type and talk at the same time. Shakara tavargayo, shakara chavargayoge, shakara chavargaustaha. Whenever sakara and tavarga come in contact with the palatal shakara chavarga, the sakara tavarga will be replaced with shakara chavarga. If it precedes, it will get replaced. If it follows also, it gets replaced. What is the one that gets replaced? The dentals are the one get the replaced with the palatals. Clear? Crystal? Any questions? Okay. Some examples that you can work at home. Haris plus Shete. Sad plus Chid Rupam. Sad Chit Rupam, right? Sat Chit Rupam. Okay. Ud plus Jeevanam. Okay. Ramas plus Cha. Ramas plus Cha. Okay. Pratipat plus Chandraha. Okay. Take them as homework. The next Sandhi rule. Oh my, yeah, it's a big one. Because Chutva, we gave so many examples, right? That's why it is a good introduction. Where you got an idea. Chutva Sandhi. I assume no more questions. If you have any questions, I can pause and answer your question. Okay, let's do the second rule if not. The next rule is Shtutva Sandhi. Okay. Now the dentals are coming in contact with cerebrals. I told you, dentals are always volatile. Okay. So the same rule we can say applies to Shtu. What I did is that Sakara Tavarga. Sakara Tavarga is Sa, Ta, Tha, Da, Dha, Na. Okay. Shakara Chavarga was what? Was palatal. Okay. Sha, Cha, Cha, Ja, Ja, Nya. Okay. This is what? Dental. I know you all know. I'm just typing it again for your reference. Okay. This is your palatal. What is in question now? In question now is this Shtutva Sandhi is Shakara Tavarga. Is what Sha, Ta, Tha, Da, Dha, Na. These are what? Cerebral. Okay. Is the rule very clear? Obvious, right? Very similar to the earlier one, except here now the dentals are replaced with what? The dentals are replaced with cerebrals. Okay. Let's see some examples. Okay. See, the earlier took me almost 40-50 minutes to explain. This one is so quick, within a couple of examples you will know. Okay. Balas, balas plus shashtha. Okay, this is an example where the sakara dental is coming in contact with cerebral. What will happen? Balashashtha. Okay. Here is an example where the sakara is getting replaced with shakara. Murdanya shakara. Okay, let's see another example. Tavargas. Plus tadihi. Okay, don't worry about the meaning. So here, the sakara, this is your Sthani, is coming in contact with a cerebral. Likam what? Tavargas Tadihi. Only the, let us put a space there. only the sakara gets replaced with shakara. Okay, what is the nimitta? The ta is your nimitta. This is an example where the sakara is followed by atta varga, right? Then the sakara will be replaced with shtu. Amongst these two, which one will you take for sakara? Sakara being sibilant, you will replace it with shakara. Okay, let us take another example. Bruhat. Bruhat, big. Tika. Tika means the commentary. Okay, so takara coming in contact with takara, takara will get replaced with what? Pakara, right? Now wait, get replaced with takara. Okay, so become what? Bruhat plus tika. You following? Huh? You getting it, Amma? Okay. Any question? No. Here what happened? You had a dantya varna coming in contact with ta. Right? The dentals are volatile. So the dental here will get replaced with what? Will get replaced with the cerebral. Okay. Tad plus damruhu becomes what? Tad plus damruhu. This is an example. Let me tell you what is what, right? In this example, sa got replaced with sha. In this example, ta got replaced with ta. In this example, da is getting replaced with da, right? Chakrin dhau dhau kase. Okay, tatha dada na. Na will become what? Chakrin plus dhau kase is an example where na is getting replaced with na. Etad plus dhaka. Okay. Becomes what? Etad plus dhaka. This is an example where the dakara is getting replaced with what? With dakara. Same example as before. Okay, let us see another example where akrush is coming in contact with taha. Okay, so now what is happening here is that you have akrush plus tu plus aha. There you have the nimitta is preceded by a dental. Okay, so this dental again, akrush taha, akrush taha. Okay, om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Please try to be here at 2 p.m. tomorrow if you want to see the how to use the keyboards. I will request you to come with your keyboard with Baraha. All people who have PC, you may want to install a software called Baraha. People who have a Mac, as I discussed earlier, or listen to the recording of this class, the earlier recording where we have shown you that you can download the keyboard. Okay.
Kalpesh ji,
yes.
I have the Devanagari QWERTY downloaded long time ago. Will that work?
Where did you download
Mac,
it from?
Into Mac.
No, where did you download it from?
Oh, I don't remember. It happened long time ago. Well, maybe.
Yeah. So no, that is okay. You can do that. This is the keyboard that I have put together.
Okay.
So you can download this again if you want to. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you.
If it's a different keyboard, I don't know. I would not know how to use it.
Kalpeshji, can you once again tell me where to download the keyboard from?
Which keyboard for which system, Mac or PC?
For the Mac.
Okay. You go to the, you have the README. Do you know where the README is?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. The same folder where README is, there is a folder called Mac keyboard.
Okay.
Okay. You take a look into this and there's a keyboard here called itransnagari.keylayout.
Okay.
Okay. You can download that one. And you look into this README here. There's some directions on how to install it. Okay. If not, I will tomorrow walk you through the installation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Boom.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
Namo Namaha.